From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
'Today's broadcast. A snap presidential election is set for June 3rd, and politicians are throwing their hats in the ring. The Democratic Party slams acting President Han Duck-soo for naming new justices and considers legal measures to block the nominations. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff says some 10 North Korean soldiers violated the military demarcation line. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Yoon Soo-hyang. The government has formally designated June 3rd as the date of the next presidential election. The date was set at a cabinet meeting Tuesday, 4 days after the Constitutional Court removed former President Yoon Suk-yeol from office over the December 3rd martial law incident. Election Day will be a temporary holiday. Presiding over the cabinet meeting, Acting President Han Duck-soo said the government picked the date considering the time needed for the smooth execution of legally mandated election-related tasks and for political parties to prepare. Emphasizing that elections are the foundation of a democratic society and represent the will of the people, Han urged relevant agencies to ensure that the upcoming election proceeds with greater fairness and transparency than ever to earn the public's trust. More and more presidential hopefuls are declaring their bid to run for the nation's top post, with the election set to take place in less than 2 months. Democratic Party Chief Lee Jae-myung is set to step down from his party post on Wednesday to run for president, while People Power Party An Cheol-soo has announced his fourth presidential bid. Our Pae Ji-yeon has more.
Democratic Party Chair Lee Jae-myung is expected to step down from his party post on Wednesday to run for president in the June 3rd elections. According to multiple party officials on Tuesday, Lee will resign on Wednesday after chairing a meeting of the DP's Supreme Council for the last time as party leader. After stepping down from the top post, Lee is set to declare his intent to run for president. Labor Minister Kim Moon-soo disclosed his intentions to run for the presidential election, adding he plans to prop the nation back up. Speaking to reporters shortly after expressing his intent to resign at a cabinet meeting, Kim said the economy and the public are facing difficult times and that he plans to run for the top office and unify the people and political factions to help advance the nation. Kim has consistently been picked as the top choice for the next presidential election among conservative forces in polls conducted since former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law incident. People Power Party Representative An Cheol-soo on Tuesday declared his fourth bid for the presidency at an event he organized at Gwanghwamun Square in Seoul for his announcement. Stressing that he is the only candidate to beat Lee Jae-myung, An said the nation needs a leader who can understand diverse people and promote unity. Meanwhile, former PPP chair Han Dong-hoon will declare his bid for the presidency on Thursday. In declaring his bid, Han is expected to unveil his political vision, which will include amending the constitution to reduce the term of the president. Others who have already declared or will declare their presidential bid include former PPP Representative Yoo Sung-min, Lee Jun-seok of the New Reform Party, former DP Representative Kim Doo-gun, and Gyeonggi Province Governor Kim Dong-yeon. Pae Ji-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
Acting President Han Duck-soo has appointed a ninth Constitutional Court justice and nominated two more justices to replace retiring members of the bench. The acting president appointed Ma Eun-hyuk to the Constitutional Court on Tuesday, in keeping with the National Assembly's wishes. Han also nominated Lee Won-kyu, Minister of Government Legislation, and Ham Sang-hoon, a justice of the Seoul High Court, to replace Constitutional Justices Moon Hyung-bae and Lee Mi-sun when their terms expire next week. In addition, the acting president appointed Ma Yong-ju as the Supreme Court judge. In a statement to the nation, Han said he made the appointments after careful consideration and after listening to the opinions of many people, including legal experts, journalists, and lawmakers from rival parties. The leader of the Democratic Party has criticized Acting President Han for overstepping his authority in nominating Lee Won-kyu, Minister of Government Legislation, and Ham Sang-hoon, a justice of the Seoul High Court, to replace outgoing Constitutional Court justices set to retire next week. Speaking to reporters Tuesday outside the Seoul Central District Court, after attending a hearing in the trial over the Daejang-dong development scandal, Yi said Acting President Han seems to have mistaken himself as president. Yi stressed that the 9-member bench of the Constitutional Court is composed of 3 justices selected by the elected president, 3 selected by the National Assembly, and 3 selected by the neutral Supreme Court. Meanwhile, DP spokesperson Han Min-soo, speaking to reporters after an emergency DP Supreme Council meeting, called the move unconstitutional and an attempt by insurrectionists to seize control of the Constitutional Court, and added that the DP is considering legal measures to block the nominations. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says some 10 North Korean soldiers violated the military demarcation line in the eastern part of the demilitarized zone at around 5 p.m. Tuesday. The JCS said the soldiers returned to the north after South Korea's military issued cautionary broadcasts and fired warning shots. The JCS said it is taking necessary steps in line with operational procedures while closely monitoring the movements of the north's military. A JCS official said the soldiers are suspected of violating the demarcation line for reconnaissance purposes, given that the spot where they crossed over is not among the areas where the North's military has been assigning troops to reinforce iron fences. The official said the JCS is trying to determine whether the soldiers had another motive behind crossing over the line. U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated that he is not looking to pause his reciprocal tariffs, which will go into effect Wednesday. Trump declared his position Monday after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, responding to a reporter's question about whether he was open to pausing the tariffs for negotiations. Trump said the U.S. is making tremendous progress with many countries, and that countries that previously took advantage of the U.S. are now saying, please negotiate, because they are getting beaten badly. Trump then threatened to slap additional import taxes of 50% on China if it does not rescind its retaliatory 34% tariffs. The South Korean won fell to its weakest level in 16 years on Tuesday amid pressure from the U.S.-China trade war. Tuesday's Seoul closing spot rate stood at 1,473.21 against the U.S. dollar at 3:30 p.m., down 5.41 from Monday. The figure marked the weakest level since March 13, 2009, when the exchange rate stood at 1,483.51 against the dollar. The foreign ministry has called on Japan to immediately withdraw the latest territorial claims in its foreign policy paper regarding South Korea's easternmost islets, Dokdo, in the East Sea. In a statement from its spokesperson on Tuesday, Seoul's foreign ministry strongly protested what it called Tokyo's repeated unjust territorial claims over Dokdo, saying the islets are part of South Korea historically, geographically, and by international law. The protest came after the Japanese foreign ministry renewed the country's claim to the South Korea-controlled islets in its diplomatic blue book, as it did last year. Seoul's foreign ministry also summoned Daisuke Mibae, deputy chief of mission at the Japanese embassy in Seoul, to lodge a formal protest with Japan and pledged to respond sternly to any form of provocation from Tokyo concerning Dokdo. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Yun Soo-hyang.
KBS World Radio.